Father, we just want to thank you this morning for the opportunity we get to see the beginning of another week. Father, we thank you for the week that ended yesterday. Our grandparents are coming in. Students that were writing their exams, those who traveled, or two other activities in the week, we saw your fatherly hands, a protection and care upon us throughout the week. May your name be praised, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We have come again this morning to sit at your feet, to learn more of you, why your teaching is going on. Father, we ask, O God, that you open our hearts.
Amen.
Give us revelation.
Amen.
Give us understanding. Give us grace and ability.
Amen.
To live by every iota of your
word.
Thank you, O Father. Blessed be thy holy name.
Hallelujah.
Those on their way coming, may you bring them safe, O Lord. Blessed be thy wonderful name. In Jesus' precious name, we pray.
Amen.
God bless you. Good morning, church.
Yes,
shall we quickly turn our Bibles to Revelation chapter 10? I hope you'll not be surprised I'm standing here when our teacher is around. There's just a course for us. I took permission from him to let me take this Sunday school this morning. There's no way I can take his place, but somebody has a question I actually want us to look at. Not to treat the question in detail, because even months, it will take us months to do it, but just to give a little highlight and in answer to the question the fellow has, Revelation chapter 10, from verses 1 to 7. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot on the earth, and cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roared. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. And the angel which I saw stood upon the sea and upon the earth, lifted up his hands to heaven, I swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that are therein are, and the earth and the things that are therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he had declared to his servants, the prophets. May the Lord bless the reading for that portion of the Bible into our hearts. You can please be seated. Yeah, the reason why I just want to roll up this subject. What is the seven thunders? That was the question and the sister asked. Maybe the course of preaching, something was mentioned about seven thunders. And that is how the question came. What is seven thunders? You know that the Pentecost, when you talk about a thunder, they just look at you as if you are an herbalist. They may not even know that that is in the Bible. May God help us. But where we have read, you can now see that there is seven thunders in the Bible. Amen. And John the beloved, It was in the island of Patmos during the persecution of the saints about the gospel. He was there when the Lord appeared unto him, and he was told to write what he hear and what he see. And that is what he was doing. As he was doing it, according to what we had just said, seven thunders uttered their voices. When they uttered their voices, he was about to write, which means these thunders we are talking about, it's just not the normal thunder that blasts when rain is about to fall. Otherwise, he couldn't have had anything that to write. But he wanted to write something, which means that the thunders said something that he wanted to write. Amen? And the prophet told us that the thunder in the scripture is referred to as the voice of God. Seven thunders uttered their voices. He was about to write. And the voice told him, don't write it, seal it up. Though you have been asked to write whatever you see and hear, but when he got to what the seven thunders uttered, he was forbidden from writing it. Amen? Now, the voice went further to say that when the seventh angel, you know there are seven churches, the seven churches, seven angels, and you find that in Revelation chapter 1, you know, the right hand of the Lord were seven stars. The seven stars, every one of them is, they represent the seven angels of the churches according to the interpretation given by the Lord Jesus Christ himself. So if you divide seven by seven, at least now one you will get. You don't need to be educated before you know that. Amen?
Amen.
Then, the Lord now said, the boy that was speaking to him told him, in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, the seventh angel is the last angel to the church age, which is Laodicea age. The angel to this age is William and O'Brien. We all know that. Amen. The only man who said, I preach one for preach. I never heard you say that. No, come with me. No, you take home. Or any other preacher. He said, I'm not afraid of you. He said, I'm not afraid of you. He said, I'm not afraid of you. Or don't know that. So, amen. They can't say it because they are preaching Trinity. They allow women to preach. They use enter instead of Lord air as a covering. They ordained deaconess, all kinds of nonsense and rubbish that Paul did not preach. So none of them can say I preach what Paul preached. Amen. But the seventh angel has come. That is William Marion Brennan.
Amen.
You see, oh man, people remove the clouds, you put it right there. Okay. You see that cloud? The Lord gave a vision to Brother Brennan that he was going to be in a certain place, in northeast of Tucson. That is where he will be. And there is going to be a blast. Initially, he really did, he was not told the full meaning of what the blast was all about. Truly, he was in that place.
Okay.
And when the blast came, he was hunting with some other people. When the blast came, he said, when the blast came, he said, he thought somebody shot him. He said, behold, seven angels appear from above, pick him up. He said, almost to the height of 3 stories beauty, he was in their midst. And they told him he should return to Jefferson. For it is time that the mystery that I hid in the seven series had to be revealed. Amen.
Amen.
Then he returned. When he returned, that is when he made preparation to preach the revelation of the seven series. Amen. Notice the title of that book, Revelation of the Seven Seals. So people say the seventh seal was not revealed. The prophet didn't say that. If the seventh seal wasn't revealed, why is it titled the seventh, the revelation of the seven seals? Who is going to reveal the seventh one? After God has said in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to serve, the mysteries of God should be finished, as he has declared to his servants, the prophets.
Amen.
The last messenger has come. His name is William Marobran.
Amen.
And he told us, he said, if you see anything greater, hallelujah, anything greater happen to the church before the rapture than what you have seen my ministry, he said, call me a false prophet. It cannot be. That is why we know people that will proclaim me that the voice of the archangel is another person, another messenger. They are not preaching the message. The messenger told us that the voice of the archangel is the voice of revelation,
Amen.
Which is the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ. That was the voice that screamed at the grave of Lazarus. Lazarus, come forth. And Brother Abraham said, if that voice had just screamed like that, without specifically mentioning Lazarus, he said, all the devil would have risen. But a very large group of people following one man. A man that was not even qualified to be a fivefold. A qualified fivefold will say only what the messenger has said. That is what Paul told Timothy. You know my teaching, you know what I mean. He said, if you take it and preach it to the people, you will save yourself and save the people that you are preaching to. In every age, there is only always one man message. In our generation, it's one man message. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Well, the seventh of us, from what we have read here, John was forbidden for writing them. I didn't write them. But there is a promise that the seventh angel messenger, which is William Marion Graham, when he begins to bring forth his message, all the mysteries of God shall be finished, as he has declared to his servant, the prophet. There is no longer any mystery here. Amen? No longer any mystery here. The only mystery that is remaining here has been promised that it will not be known. And that is the God bless you. That is the day and the minute, the hour the Lord will come. God has said nobody will know that. Any of that mystery can be revealed. That is why the prophet started in Genesis about the serpent seed. When you talk about serpent seed before this Pentecost, then they look at you as if you are speaking Greek. But it's right there. Amen. What I will say, let me not take too much time because I have very limited time. My sister, after this Sunday school, when we close in the afternoon, come and see me. Maybe I will enlighten you the more what the prophet called the seven thunders. Very simple and plain language. But Abraham was not such an educated person that he had to speak grammar, you had to go to the dictionary to look for the meaning. Sometimes the dictionary will complicate it for you. Amen? God knows what is real. God hiding in secrecy, revealing himself in the same. Amen? John the Baptist was the first forerunner of Jesus Christ. He did not go to school one day. According to history, one day he didn't step to school. But he was the only one that knew that the Messiah was in their midst. The rabbis didn't know. Till Jesus was crucified, the rabbis were against him. And there were two things Jesus was crucified for. How many of us remember?
Hallelujah.
They are looking like me. I'm not talking Quran. Two things. Number one, he said, you being a man, you make yourself God. Number two was that he prayed the Sabbath day. These are the two things that he was accused of. Well, he told them that the Lord himself is the Lord of the Sabbath. Not only that, he went further to tell them that you said the scriptures. Maybe you say you are a believer. Say the Bible. In the Bible, you claim you have eternal life. And it's in the Bible that testifies of who I am. If they have read the places like Isaiah, the Lord will give an everlasting sign, the virgin shall conceive, the brief of his son, his name will be called Emmanuel. The interpretation of Emmanuel is God with us. They will not be accusing him if he being a man indicates himself God. It was God. Amen.
Amen.
Till tomorrow, that is the contention of some of these big religions. They say, hello, you are talking carnally. The Bible referred to Jesus as Son of God because he came as a male. That is just a title. Son is just a title. Amen.
Right.
So many fathers said that have sons. If I say, how many of us have sons? Yeah, many hands will go up. Amen.
Right.
But the scripture says his name is called Emmanuel, which is the interpreted God with us. Let me ask you a question. Is there anything that Jesus did that we say, oh, he could not be God? He healed the sick like God. He raised the dead like God. Just tell me the miracle he did before. Until he told them, I have power to lay down my life and I have power to take it again. Tell me any other religious leader that ever said that. They all died, they were buried, their graves are there. But the grave where Jesus was buried, he sent it today. Oh, sure, he sent it. And the one that was there is living in us, he's living for. Blessed be his holy name. Who can be compared to God? He's the Almighty. He put the stars and the moon where they are. He commanded them where to come out. He told the sun where to come out. He made the mountains and deep valleys. He's the Almighty. He can do all things. He formed you, he formed me in our mother's womb. And he brought us from when it was 9 months. When we were cocoa, we don't know nothing. He was the one caring for us. See, today, he still cares for us. That is why I say, cast all your cares upon me, for I care for you. The breath of your nostril is the owner. God bless you, church. Who is a man qualified to be called Alpha and Omega? No way. God bless you. All those people that are against Christianity, talking nonsense and rubbish, and gentlemen, sorry, keep up a runner. They are ordained to be what they are. They will go to where they come from. But by the grace of God, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. When they hear it, they follow me. He said, the voice of strangers. And it's all those people preaching Trump nonsense and rubbish. I can hear another message that the man will not die. And the man died. If they replace him, he will still die. The voice of the archangel, when Abraham said it, is Jesus Christ himself. It's the voice of resurrection. Before you can believe a lie, you must have reject the truth. The truth is in the message. Brother, sister, don't be lazy. What you think us in the rapture? The rapture is a place in the message. Today is not only book. We have it in a pen drive. We have it in our phones. We have it in our iPad. We have it in our Agapao. We have it in our, what do you call it now? Everything is there. Unlike when it was newly time, Ibrahim has one sermon. About 10 people become a lineup. But then when you finish, let me have it. But today, the library is full of the books. Nobody borrowed them again. How? Borrow. Amen? We have, may God take away laziness from us. Procrastination, may God take it away from us. One thing I love God for most is that anything to know by that one, you are nobody can deceive a child of God. You may succeed in doing it a little time. God will bring his child back fast. Display this scripture for me. Where is this scripture now? 1 John, I think it's chapter 2. I'm fond of that scripture. You know the scripture says that as the Christ will do so many things that if it was possible, verse 27 more very when it is prayed. That if it were possible, the very elect will be deceived. An elect can never be deceived. Look at, after God had cleansed you with his blood, he came himself to dwell in you. But the anointing which he had received of him abided in you. And you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it has taught you, ye shall abide in him. Who can deceive God? God came and lived in his children. He's the spirit of truth, the Holy Ghost. Jesus said, when he was telling them, I'm going, this and that, what did Thomas say? Lord, we don't know where you are going, we know the way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Say, no man can come to the Father but by me. Until you are in Jesus Christ, by the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you are not traveling the road that leads to heaven. Are you hearing me? The road that leads to heaven is Jesus Christ. There is one heaven. There is one God. There is one road that leads to that place. And you, brother, master, go and call Woja. Woja, call and so. We are talking about heaven. Jesus is the road that leads to that place. When you are baptized into the body of Christ by the Holy Ghost, you are on the way that leads to heaven. That is why somebody can slap you and say, I forgive you. Because nothing can distract you. Oh, hallelujah. You just keep your straight course. You don't want any distraction whatsoever. Somebody step for you. Oh, you will say, what you don't say, oh my Lord, whatever. You say, I forgive you, my sister, my brother. Let's go. How the devil look? When you are a child of God, the devil is completely defeated in your life. Oh man, God bless you. I don't know. But let me just read this thing. I think I can do it within 10 minutes before I run down. Praise God. Amen. All right. I'm reading from Exposition of the Seven Churches, which is 3-7 page. He said, now this messenger of Malachi 4 and Revelation 10:7. Remember, these two scriptures are talking about the same person. He's going to do two things. One, according to Malachi 4, he will turn the hearts of the children to the fathers. Amen. Number two, he will reveal the mysteries. Listen now, the mysteries of the seven thunders. In Revelation 10, which are the revelations contained in the seven series?
Stop misleading me.
Sister, who asked what is seven thunders? Are you listening? This is what the prophet called the seven thunders. Let me repeat. Now, this messenger of Malachi 4 and Revelation 10:7 is going to do two things. One, according to Malachi 4, he will turn the hearts of the children to the father. Two, he will reveal the mystery. They are mysteries of the seven thunders in Revelation 10, which are the revelations contained in the seven seals. Amen.
Amen.
John wrote the seven seals, but the revelations of those seals is what he was told not to write.
Right.
And these are the mysteries contained in that. Amen.
Amen.
And that is what the prophet told him. It will be this divinely revealed mystery truth that literally turned the heart of the children to the Pentecostal fathers exactly so.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
But consider this also. This prophet messenger will be in his nature and manners as were Elijah and John. The people of this prophet messenger's day will be as they were in Ahab's day and in John's. And since it is only the children to Moses, that is why some people will never line up with this man. They will have addition, they will have subtraction. Because the message is said only, is addressed only to the children of God. And the prophet has told us that every congregation comprises of three kinds of believers. All believers are there, many believers are there, and believers are there. And believers are the children of God that are considered only by God, and he blessed them with revelation by the sovereign grace of God, also seated for. They are the only people that can stand with that message to say only what the messenger has said. No wonder some people are calling the voice of Archangel another messenger. It's a trash. Amen?
Amen.
It's rubbish. It's nonsense. Okay. But consider this also. This prophet messenger will be in his nature. Okay. Only the children whose hearts will be taught. It is only the children who will listen. Who will listen? In the days of Ahab, only 7,002 seed Israelites were found. In the days of John, there were also very few. The masses in both ages were in the fornication of idolatry. That's what the denominations have today. If you have anybody there, be praying. Don't tell me, you see, I don't care how much they, what the mass will touch. What they should come for, come build the church one. They can't make it. We talk about the rapture, forget it. Because the rapture is faith. Lays in this message. Amen.
Amen.
Last side of this message, you can never make the rapture. Because all of them, from wherever, from Catholic, who is their mother, the whole, to the latest, they are all in idolatry. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Don't play with this message. Stay with it. I want to make one more comparison before the between the Laodicea prophet messenger and John. The prophet messenger who preceded Jesus' first coming, the people in John's day mistook him for Messiah. John chapter 1, verses 19 to 20. And this is the record of John, who when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are thou?" Had he confessed, had he denied, no, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." Now this last day prophet messenger, we have such power before the Lord that there will be those who mistake him for the Lord Jesus. Did Brother Abraham have power with the Lord? Did he have power with the Lord? There will be a spirit in the world at that end time that will seduce them and make them believe this. Remember, the children of God cannot be seduced. In Matthew 24, 23, 26, tell us, "For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, in so much that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before." Wherefore, they shall say unto you, behold, it is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, it is in the secret chamber, believe it not. But don't you believe it? He is not Jesus Christ. He is not the Son of God. He is one of the brethren. A prophet, a messenger, a servant of God. He needs no greater honor bestowed on him, upon him, than that which John received when he was the voice that cried, I am not he, but he is coming after me. Before we close this session on the messenger of the Laodicean age, we must seriously consider these two thoughts. First, this age we have one prophet messenger. Period. Revelation 10:7 says, when he, singular, shall begin to serve, there has never been an age where God gave his people two major prophets at one time. He gave Enoch alone, he gave Noah alone, he gave Moses alone, and there were Moses, he had the word, though other prophets had. John the Baptist came alone. Now in this last day, there is to be a prophet. No prophetess. Though in this age, there are more women purporting to give God's revelation than men, because of apostasy. And the infallible word of God says that he, the prophet, will reveal the mysteries to the end time people and turn the hearts of the children back to their fathers. There are those who say that God's people are going to come together through a collective revelation. I challenge that statement. It is a bad, invalid assumption in the face of Revelation 10:7. Now, I do not deny that people will prophesy in this last age and their ministry can and will be correct. I do not deny that there will be prophets, even as in the days of Paul, when there was one Agabus, a prophet who prophesied of a famine. I agree that is so, but I deny upon the infallible evidence of the word that there is more than one major prophet messenger who will reveal the mysteries as contained in the word, and who has the ministry to turn the hearts of the children to the fathers. Thus says the Lord, by his unfailing word stands, I shall stand and be vindicated. There is one prophet messenger to this age. On the basis of human behavior alone, anyone knows that where there are many people, there is even divided opinion on lesser points of the major doctrine which they all hold together. Who then will have the power of infallibility, which is to be restored in this last age? For this last age is going to go back to manifesting the pure word bride. That means we will have the word once again, as it was perfectly given and perfectly understood in the days of Paul. I will tell you who will have it. He will be a prophet and thoroughly vindicated, or even more thoroughly vindicated than was any prophet in all the ages from Enoch to this day. Because this man will of necessity have the capsule prophetic ministry that God will show him for. He won't need to speak for himself. God will speak for you by the voice of the Son. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Nothing can be plainer than this. May God help us. Do you know in this Ibadan, there is an assembly that I follow one somebody who's up, who an army officer who retired from Kaduna. That is their message. The devil is a liar. He can only deceive his own children. He cannot deceive us because we are God's children. Sister, see me when we close a morning service. I will talk more about the seven chapters to you. The prophet said they are the mysteries contained in the seven seals. The mystery contained in the seven seals, go and carry the book, the revelation of the seven seals. Read it too. Those are the things the prophet called thunders. That is why I don't believe people who say 2 Peter chapter 1, the virtues are the same to them. It's a trash. It's a wrong teaching. Amen. God bless you. Can we go out to the end? Lord, we just want to thank you. You told your prophet to stop this message. You said the bride will have me of it. Today, we are grateful unto you for the storehouse. The message is available for those who have eyes to see, to see. For those who have ears to hear, to hear. For those who have heart to receive, to receive. Which only are your children that are qualified in these three ways? You give them eyes to see, you give them the ear to hear, with them hearts to receive. Because it is unto them the message was sent to prepare them, give them rapturing faith, make them ready for that 0 hour. Father, thank you. We are very grateful. A portion of it we pass across this morning. May you find a resting place in our hearts. Give us understanding. Give us revelation. Lord, we know so many responsibilities on the left, on the right, in the front, in the back. As a result of it, we are always occupied. No matter what we are occupied, Heavenly Father, put hunger in our heart. Put thirst in our heart after righteousness. That we might be eating this message the way we should eat it. Until the message, and we and the message, we become one. We become epistles written that will be read of all men. Grant it, Heavenly Father. All the issues that will fly here and there. We know one thing. We only pray as mortal. May none of your children be involved, Lord. Thank you, our Master. We leave the rest of the services in your hands. Take us to higher ground. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen.
This one is here, God.